Lord Jesus Christ be with you as we gather to celebrate the resurrection on this beautiful Easter Sunday. You are beautiful people, and it is such a joy to be with you and celebrate this highest of holy days in our Christian faith. It's my privilege to welcome you into this time of worship, whether you're joining us over live stream or here in the sanctuary. I've had a chance to meet some folks who are with us from out of town today or perhaps here for the first time. We hope that you feel welcomed and that you feel the spirit of the risen Christ in our midst. We worship every Sunday at 8:45 and 11 a.m. with Sunday school in between. If you're looking for a place to call your church home, we would love to get to know you better. And we invite everyone who's here and worshiping online to take a moment to register your attendance with us. There are registration pads at the end of each row. There's a link you can place in your browser online to register that way. There's also a QR code in the bulletin. If you want to scan that, you can register digitally that way. That will also give you a link to participate in the service in other ways by sharing prayer concerns, making a gift for the day, and so forth digitally. There are several announcements in the bulletin to let you know some opportunities that are coming up to gather and worship and serve together. We hope you'll take a moment to read through those announcements. And right after this service, on the next floor below where we are in what we call McWhorter Hall, there is our Easter brunch. It's a celebration. Everybody's welcome. Great opportunity to get to know someone new today, grab a bite to eat and a cup of coffee, and share in the joy of fellowship. Did want to let you know that the church offices will be closed tomorrow, but we will open back up on Tuesday morning with our feet hitting the ground, ready to love and serve Christ in new ways as we move forward. But today, we celebrate that Christ has risen from the grave. So let us open our hearts and minds to hear this astounding news that changes everything. In spirit, to hear the good news proclaimed in our world on this day. Christ is risen.
Christ.
Thank you. With great joy, please join me in the call to worship found in your bulletin. We have been released from tombs of pain and doubt, fear and death. We are emerging into the wonder of faith with hope in our hearts. Jesus calls to us by name, inviting us into forgiveness and freedom. Let us worship our risen Lord with gratitude and joy. Please join me in our Easter collect. God of glory, you have made us Easter people through the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. As the sun rises in the sky, and as our alleluias rise with hope, grant that we might faithfully proclaim the good news, share in Christ's redeeming work, and cultivate hope and peace by the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ's resurrection from the grave creates a new reality of forgiveness and grace. As a forgiven and reconciled people, let us exchange signs of Christ's peace. The peace of Christ be with you. Please join me in the prayer of illumination. As the stone was rolled away to reveal a risen Lord, show yourself to us anew today in the reading of your word. May our hearts be warmed by its reading, revealing your presence with us in your resurrected glory. Amen.
This reading from the Gospel according to Mark. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so they might go and anoint Jesus. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
seated. Those of you who worship regularly are thinking, now what's she doing up there? I usually stand right there to preach, but I just wanted to be able to see everybody on this Easter Sunday, so I felt led by the Spirit to move up here this morning, because what beautiful people you are, and what a joy it is to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord on this beautiful day. As a staff, we work hard to put together the worship service every Sunday morning, and we work to pick out hymns and anthems and liturgies that go along with the scripture reading. Of course, that's really easy on Easter Sunday. We know the story. Jesus is raised from the dead, and there are lots of hymns to choose from and liturgies to choose from. But this morning, we hear the account of Jesus' resurrection from Mark's gospel. And if we were to really sing a hymn that gets at the tone of Mark's account of Jesus' resurrection, it might go something like this. Christ the Lord is risen today, hallelujah. It's unresolved. It's an unresolved chord. It leaves us hanging. I was talking to some folks who went to the soccer game last night, ended a tie. That's not a satisfying ending. And the Gospel of Mark ends with an ellipsis, dot, dot, dot. Now, you may look in your Bibles and see there are more words after verse 8 that we just heard. But most scholars believe those verses were added later. The oldest versions we have of Mark's Gospel stop right where we stopped a few moments ago. The women gather their spices early on Sunday morning. They go to the tomb. The stone has been rolled away. And sitting there is a young man in a dazzling white robe who tells them that Jesus is not there, that he has been raised. And he tells them to go and tell his disciples and Peter that he goes before them all to Galilee, to go to Galilee, and there you will see him. And then Mark tells us the women were terrified. They ran from the tomb, and they said nothing to anyone. The end. In fact, Mark's gospel in the Greek, the original language, is even more awkward and more of a cliffhanger. It says, the women said nothing to anyone. They were afraid for... So what is Mark up to? Did he do this on purpose? Was he interrupted somehow? Did his wife see the manuscript on his desk and mail it to the publisher before she knew he was finished? Did he run out of ink? Did the pizza man arrive? What happened? Pizza? I'm ready for second breakfast too. Well, I think Mark knew exactly what he was doing. Every word of his gospel is carefully chosen and crafted, and he does everything intentionally. And I think he chose to end his gospel this way because I think he wants us to take the story. It's as if he says, he takes his quill and he says, and they said nothing to anyone. They were afraid for... Will you finish the story? Will you tell? He's handing it over to those who have read through the story. He's handing it over to next generations. He's handing it over to us. I don't know that he ever thought 2,000 years later there would be those gathering by the thousands and hundreds of thousands to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus and to continue telling the story of life over death, telling the world that love wins, telling the world that the Roman Empire did not have the final word on Jesus of Nazareth, but God raised him from the dead. So how do we take up the story? How do each one of us tell the story that Christ is risen? in our lives, in our day, in our own way. I think Mark gives us a few clues to help us along the way. The angel tells the women to go and tell the other disciples that Jesus has gone ahead of them to Galilee. Go back to Galilee, he says. And he's telling the readers, he's telling us who are hearing the story, go back to Galilee, go back to the beginning of the story, and read it again. Now that you know what happens, now that you know that Jesus is raised from the dead, now that you know that love wins, go back and read it all again through that lens of hope and new life. And then go back and read it again. He's inviting the believing community to stay close to this text, stay close to the story, continue getting to know Jesus, and you will find him. You will find the risen Christ in these stories. Last year, as a congregation, we read through the Bible together. And many of us who took on that practice experienced God speaking to us through these ancient words. That somehow, when we gather around this gospel, when we gather as a community and hear it together and question it together and dig into it together and wrestle with it together, the Spirit of the risen Christ is among us. And we are transformed. And we read these texts not just for information about the past, but for transformation. So Mark sends us back to Galilee, sends us back to the beginning of the story. But there's another layer of meaning to that, I think. He says, go back to Galilee. That's where you'll find him. Go back to where you first met him. Go back to where it all started. Go back to your ordinary daily lives. Because the risen Christ is there. I don't know about you, but when I think about telling the story of the resurrected Christ or how I've experienced the grace and hope and forgiveness and inclusion and justice and love that comes through Christ, I'm always looking for the big heroic examples. If you were in church a couple of weeks ago or last week, I talked about St. Francis of Assisi and Rosa Parks and all of these great heroes of the faith. But the truth is, the risen Christ is present in each and every ordinary day of our lives. And we are called as simple, ordinary people to live as if love wins. To live as if life has conquered death. To live in a way that shows that the way of Christ is alive. So how do you do that? Where have you seen that? How do we keep our eyes open to those ordinary experiences of grace and reconciliation, forgiveness and justice and hope? I think about that family gathered around a hospice bed with a beloved family member that they have known and loved. Not all their questions are answered. Not all their conflicts are resolved, but there they are together, praying and loving one another in hope and believing that even death is not the end for their loved one. I see it in families who are working hard toward forgiveness and reconciliation after deep brokenness and hurt. I saw it on Wednesday afternoon when thousands of people lined up just right here in front of our church, including dozens of members of this church, to link arms. People of all stripes, all political parties from all over the city, linking together to say, we want a safer city. We want our children to feel safe. We want common sense gun laws. And we came together in that moment and celebrated our unity. I saw it on Friday night when 7 different congregations gathered at Gordon Memorial United Methodist Church to ponder the 7 last sayings of Jesus and the diversity and different styles of music and offerings and preaching that we experienced in that night gave us all hope that Christ is alive and doing the work of reconciliation and connection, grace, love, and forgiveness. We're all called to live it out. And most of us aren't going to be heroes making the headlines. But each one of us has an opportunity each and every day to choose hope, to choose forgiveness, to choose reconciliation, to choose love. Now, those women 2,000 years ago initially didn't say anything to anybody because they were afraid. But we're here because they told somebody. They told the disciples, and the disciples didn't believe at first, but then they did. And they began to tell. And they began to create these communities of peace and reconciliation and charity and love and service and self-giving. And the world has never been the same. So the invitation from Mark's gospel is to go back to Galilee after this morning. Go back to your ordinary, regular, daily lives. But may you never be the same, so that the world may never be the same. Amen.
With the Easter hope on our hearts, let us affirm our faith with our lips. Please rise and join me in reciting the Apostles' Creed, printed in your bulletins. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. As we come to our prayer time, I invite you to lift up both your silent and your spoken prayers. If you would like to share them with us to pray throughout this week, please follow the link under Contact Us on our website. Or if you're here in the sanctuary with us this morning, there are gray cards in the pew rack just in front of you. You can write your prayer request on that card, and as the offering plates are passed later, you can put your prayer request in the offering plate. Please take note of the prayer requests listed in your bulletin and keep these names and situations in your heart throughout the week, praying for the realization of God's presence for each person involved. As we pray this day, let us remember and mourn with our beloved church family, offering comfort as we ask the Lord for peace in the lives of Linda Jones and Remy Kenningston and their family, who are mourning the death of Linda's mother and Remy's grandmother, Linda Brown Jones, who passed away March 25th in Lenore City. Services will be held April 6th at Cokesbury United Methodist Church in Knoxville, Tennessee. We also want to keep Jim Howell and Jean Biasi and their family in our prayers after the death of Jim's son, Matthew Howell, on March 28th. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. God of new life, the lilies are blooming. Creation is shouting, he is risen. And we, your Easter people, are so very grateful. We see signs of new life everywhere on this beautiful earth you have created and entrusted us to live in. We come in adoration of the ways you show yourself to us, at the surprising and delightful ways you taught us through your life to always be on the side of the poor, the sick, the imprisoned, the hungry. We thought we needed the might and prestige of political power, but you came in humbly on a donkey. We thought we needed a ruler to overthrow Rome, but you overthrew the bonds of death itself through your miraculous resurrection. Resurrection twists and winds its way through our lives, at times a whisper, and at other times a loud shout. Resurrection proclaims that another life, another way is possible. When all around was death and defeat, when the disciples were hiding for fear of being next, when it looked like the forces of evil had won, God, you said no. In our lives, we still face times that feel death dealing. When our finances and relationships feel beyond repair, when our hearts are broken, when we sit at the bedside of the beloved who is dying, when we are dealt terrible news of a bad prognosis, death tries to have the final word. But even in death, we know that you are with us. We trust that your love carries us in the times that feel our lowest, when we feel our most lost, even in our Judas or our Peter moments. May your resurrection hope be in the halls of our church, in the halls of our home, in the halls of our government. May we be reminded that no power is greater than yours, even when it looks otherwise. May we listen for the sound of your yes to life still today. And now, O Lord, we pray the prayer that Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now let us gather our gifts together and offer them to God with gratitude and praise. Those of you joining us online are invited to give via the options listed on your screen. While here in the sanctuary, we will pass the offering plates down the rows. You can also use the QR code printed in your bulletin to give digitally through the website. May we give with joy to the God who has always been so generous with us.
Oh.
raised from the dead and goes before us into the world, let us follow where he leads, knowing that the resurrection power that raised him from the dead will raise us also into new life, beginning today. Amen.
Yeah.